This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado immigrant rights leader is advocating in Washington, D.C. today on the 10th anniversary of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. CPR's Rachel Estabrook has more.
Nearly 14,000 Coloradans currently have DACA status, which temporarily protects immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. Marissa Molina was the first DACA recipient appointed to a state board in Colorado as a trustee at Metropolitan State University of Denver. She worries DACA could end this year because of an active court case in Texas.
10 years later, we are still waiting for the United States Congress to make permanent legislation to protect Dreamers and DACA recipients.
Immigration authorities are also not currently processing new applications for the program, even for people who qualify because of the court case. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
Bus drivers in Denver public schools are getting a raise this summer. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The district and the drivers union reached a three-year agreement. Starting bus drivers will get $24 an hour. That's a 17% increase. The goal was to make the wage competitive in the job market. The new wage equals the starting wage RTD offered its bus drivers last spring. Starting bus maintenance workers will get $20 an hour, a 15% increase. RTD pays its starting bus mechanics $30 an hour. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Tougher fire restrictions take effect in the San Juan National Forest today. Fires, barbecues, and charcoal grills will be banned in that part of southwest Colorado, including at campgrounds. Smoking outdoors and fireworks and incendiary ammunition are also prohibited. The National Forest Service says nearly 90% of all wildfires on public lands are started by humans. The fire chief in Aurora is stepping down after 5 years on the job. The city announced Tuesday that Fernando Gray is leaving the department to become the fire chief in Las Vegas. Aurora plans to name an interim fire chief as it searches for a permanent replacement. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.